This is CBS News Bay Area with Elizabeth Cook.
It has taken more than a year. Now, finally, the city of Oakland has named its new police chief.
I want to get out and meet with my community.
Floyd Mitchell, who most recently served as chief in Texas.
Most importantly, he can deliver results. And that is what I'm looking for in a proven leader.
The city has been without a leader for the department ever since this.
I've lost confidence in Chief LaRon Armstrong.
And at times since then, it's gotten heated.
I'm from West Oakland. I won't pick a fight, but I ain't running from none.
Prompting community leaders to call for action and leadership as crime and public safety become more of a concern.
Public safety has to be number one priority in the city of Oakland to keep it from becoming a ghost town.
Hi there. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook. New leadership for Oakland Police after a year without a permanent chief. We just heard from Mayor Sheng Tao about why she thinks Floyd Mitchell is the best person for the job. We'll also talk live with longtime Oakland City Council member Noah Gayo about this major change for the city. Before that, though, we want to get to the Bay Area's latest round of rain and a chance of thunderstorms on this first alert weather day. Here's meteorologist Darren Peck. Hey, Darren.
Good timing for that, Liz. Look what is showing up as we speak here. Heading into the 3 o'clock hour, really well-organized line of rain. It's actually a little bit behind schedule. From where the highest resolution models had this just as of yesterday, the thing slowed down a little. But it's still coming in just as well put together a way as it always looked like it would be. So Santa Rosa, heart of Sonoma County, into Marin, you guys are now getting this line of rain. When we put it into the high-resolution future cast, you see that same line show up, and it takes its sweet time working south from here. But by the time we get to around 5 o'clock, that line's coming right over the city, the peninsula, up through San Pablo Bay. We know the usual orientation on this. So here's the takeaway. This is primarily an evening commute home impact. It's going to rain enough from 5 o'clock through about 10 o'clock tonight, right through the evening commute, all down the peninsula, all down 280, 101, East Bay Shore, all down like 580, 880. This will get over to 680, and it's going to be wet. And some of this will come down in somewhat moderate amounts of rain. It's not a flooding concern, but it's certainly enough rain that the windshield wipers will be going a bit. And streets will get wet enough, you'll probably have to slow down a bit on the evening commute for Friday. That's the first aspect of why today's a first alert weather day. Notice how the rain gets a little more intense, too, as it moves over the South Bay tonight. But the other reason why we are in first alert weather status, not just today, but for the weekend, is because once that front leaves, and you can see by the time we've gotten past midnight into the early morning hours, we're done with the cold front. But back here, the rest of the system is going to start working its way through, and this is where the isolated thunderstorms are. So we change our perspective, go a little bit more long range, and watch what happens on Saturday. First half of Saturday is fairly quiet. But by the second half of Saturday, the radar depiction really starts to blossom. And now you're going to see a very different kind of rain from what we're getting today. This will be more isolated, on again, off again, hit and miss showers with the occasional thunderstorm mixed in. It'll go that way primarily through Saturday, second half of the day, but it'll linger into Sunday. So when we get to the 7-day forecast, you'll see Sunday's got a chance of rain on it as well. We really can't take that out of the forecast until we get past, watch the little last edge of it right there. It's beautiful to see a very well-defined back edge to this. That's not coming through until we get to Sunday night. So if you look at the rainfall totals from right now all the way through Sunday, they're still pretty decent. We're still looking at close to about a half an inch of rain, 3/4 of an inch of rain, maybe an inch of rain out along the coast for some of the wetter locations. And that will go all the way through. There's a total through Saturday, and there's a total through Sunday. So we just looked at the accumulation in lockstep there, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just to kind of show you how it will all add up. It's also going to get a bit breezy as this line comes through. Watch this perfect depiction. That's that cold front we're looking at with the rain. So when the rain comes through your part of the bay, that's when the winds will pick up. It's not bad enough for a wind advisory. It's not going to last terribly long. But right along with that cold front this afternoon and evening, expect the winds to pick up to around 20 to 30 miles an hour. And once that passes, it's not a terribly impactful storm from a wind standpoint. It's going to get cooler, though. So with that in mind, let's look at the 7-day forecast. We kind of already know the story on the rain for Saturday and Sunday. These are both first alert weather days for the possibility of isolated thunderstorms. Look how much cooler we're going to be. Daytime highs have been in the mid to upper 60s for the last few days. We're going to be down in the low 60s pretty much from here on out. No rain on Monday or Tuesday. And then the next system gets here on Wednesday, perhaps another one on Friday. We'll deal with these when we get through with the weekend. But there's your early heads up. Liz, there's more rain coming for next week after the excitement of this weekend. For now, back to you.
We'll be ready for it. Thank you, Darren. Well, the city of Oakland has had a revolving door of police chiefs over the years, and today's announcement about its next top cop has been a long time in the making. He's an out-of-towner being brought in from Texas to try to put a priority on public safety. Ann Makovic spoke with the mayor this afternoon and has more on the new police chief. And Ann, this has taken a while.
Yeah, Oakland has been without a permanent police chief for a little more than a year. And after the exhaustive search, we finally have a new leader. Floyd Mitchell was most recently the police chief in Lubbock, Texas. Before that, he was chief in Temple, Texas. And before that, he spent 25 years with the force in Kansas City, Missouri.
Of course, just like with any chief, whether they have experience here or in other or large city, we're going to support him and we're going to have a lot of support internally. He is the missing puzzle piece to my comprehensive approach to public safety.
So he's going to be taking over a department under federal oversight in a city facing a multi-million dollar budget deficit. And I asked the mayor about Mitchell's issues with the 911 system in Texas, which is one of the reasons he left his last job, a high rate of dropped emergency calls. Oakland has also been criticized for long 911 response times in recent years.
But I know that he'll be able to take that experience and only add on to and strengthen Oakland's own systems here.
In addition to his policing experience, Mitchell is an Air Force veteran. He is moving to Oakland with his wife, Rebecca, and he is the father of two adult sons. Today, the president of the Oakland Police Officers Association welcomed the new chief in a news release saying, "We are pleased that the uncertainty has been resolved. Oakland's diligent police officers eagerly anticipate collaborating with Chief Mitchell in serving our community." And the search for the new chief has gone on for a year and 2 months. The police commission sent a list of four options to the mayor last year, and she rejected all of them. Mitchell was one of four new finalists the commission handed down last month to replace former police chief LaRon Armstrong, whom Tao fired over a year ago. Last month, Armstrong sued Tao and the city of Oakland, alleging wrongful termination. And today, Armstrong released a statement offering his support to the new police chief, saying he's offering any assistance he might desire and that this is my hometown. I want everyone to be safe and will do everything in my power now as a private citizen to assist in that goal. Chief Mitchell's start date is tentatively set for late April or early May, and he's going to be holding a media availability next Wednesday, so we're going to hear from him then, Liz.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you, Ann. All right, big day in college sports here in the Bay. The St. Mary's men's team and the Stanford women's team will hit the hardwood in the NCAA tournament. Let's start with St. Mary's. The Moraga men will play Grand Canyon in the first round tonight in familiar territory. The five seed will take on the Antelopes in Spokane, Washington, which is also home to St. Mary's biggest rival, Gonzaga. Tip-off tonight, 7:05, and St. Mary's will be going into the tournament on a bit of a roll. The Gaels have only dropped one game since the beginning of the year, winning 17 of their 18 games. Pretty amazing. Back here at home, the two-seed Stanford women will play Norfolk State at Maples Pavilion. Tip-off is at 7. Now, this is Stanford's 36th consecutive NCAA tournament bid. They are awesome. Now that the tournament is underway, you can see how our anchors are doing in our March Madness Bracket Challenge. Just head to our website, kpix.com. I haven't looked at my bracket yet. We'll see how we're doing. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us for today's conversation about Oakland's next police chief. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the mayor's pick and the crime and public safety concerns in the city. Post your thoughts online using the hashtag KPIX. The CBS TV News is next on KPIX. Local news continues on our streaming service, CBS News Bay Area. I'll see you at 5:00.